Turning our focus to r/Higgsfield AI, the discussion highlights key questions regarding model versions. Specifically, users are asking for clarification on Cedence 2.0 versus Enhanced Cedence 2.0 Fast. The consensus points out that these names relate to differences in speed and quality. While regular Cedence 2.0 offers the best, slowest, and most costly quality, the fast version is optimized for speed, and the enhanced version is simply an updated iteration of that faster model, making any visible difference at 720p relatively minimal. There are also continued discussions about integrating unlimited access with AI workflows and how to manage credit consumption when utilizing high-tier models. Switching over to r/IndianArt AI, the community engagement shows a strong focus on cultural art forms. Users shared beautiful examples of spiritual and traditional themes, including work inspired by Lord Vishnu and images modeled after palace balconies. One particularly engaging discussion was around Madhubani art, where users provided thoughtful critiques, suggesting that while the attempts were vivid, they could benefit from incorporating more specific expressive motifs and varied natural delineations to achieve a truer feel. Next up is r/Kling AI videos. Here, the conversation centers on direct comparisons between video generators like Kling, Cedence, and Grok. Users are sharing comparative results, making it clear that the next major trend involves pitting different AI models against one another to determine which delivers the most coherent and controllable video output based on a complex prompt. In r/Mistral AI, the biggest takeaway is the massive real-world visibility of the brand through political figures. A post discussing Emmanuel Macron's use of an AI assistant brought huge attention to Mistral. This has led to humorous but widespread discussion about Le Chat, creating persistent memes and conversation around using the model, frequently for research and learning across various fields, while always maintaining a critical eye toward its output accuracy. Furthermore, users are deeply engaged in technical discussions regarding agent capabilities, particularly when trying to enable complex thinking modes on mobile devices versus desktop platforms. Finally, r/Prompt Engineering offered some incredibly insightful professional deep dives. One user built an elaborate system using RAG datasets from a stock trading channel, demonstrating how LLMs can be used to verify the internal consistency of information, a method applicable to checking anything from news reports to political statements. Another major thread addressed the reality of prompt guides for tools like Suno AI, warning that many available resources are actually generated AI slop. The advice here was concrete. True value comes not just from making a list of prompts, but from building highly specialized skills and systems. A key piece of advice shared was that instead of creating one massive monolithic prompt, it is far better to break down complex workflows into multiple small, single-purpose prompts.